This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Do you have good memories of this song, Fat Boy? Because I don't.
Oh, you don't really? Yeah, I do.
A lot of unsuccessful trips to the club. You know.
Who is this?
Return of the Mac.
This is Mark Morrison. I've been watching a lot of TGL, Tiger Woods. When he comes up to tease off, they play this song. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
They should play Iva.
I'm like, why don't you do this on tour? Play music when you go play. They do on Live, but not
they
on
have
PGA.
Them, the golfers come out to like walkout music?
Yeah, TGL is indoor golf, so you got like teams of three and four.
Oh, how fun.
God, that's going to be a big-ass building.
It is. It's massive.
Is it in like the Emirates or wherever?
No, it's in Florida. Oh. Pebble Beach. Or, no. What is it?
Yeah.
I don't know Florida beaches. Palm Springs, maybe? I don't know. Somewhere down there where he lives.
Palm Springs? That's maybe. In California, I thought.
Do they have two?
Is there two Palm Springs? I know there's several Bowling Springs.
It's like SoFi Coliseum or whatever. It's a nice place.
Oh.
They do the indoor golf. Huh. It's pretty
there's
cool
Palm
to watch.
Palm Springs, and then I don't know if there's another one like in Florida or something. I don't think so.
God, Florida. You got too many beaches. All right, there's only one beach in my mind, and it's, by God, it's Myrtle.
Yeah. How many Greenvilles are there?
46. I looked that up.
Yeah, I know. That's
46 states have a Greenville.
Very popular name.
There's only one Chattanooga.
There is a Palm Springs, Florida. Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I thought so.
Is that where Mar-a-Lago is?
Well, let me look that up for you, too. I'm like your personal...
Because that's the money part of Florida, right?
Research.
But you know what we always say about like downtown Greenville? It's like you go one street over and it's like you go from a $1 million house to like a $200,000 house.
Yeah.
Florida is that way. It's very industrial and then it turns into golf courses. Like
Palm Beach Gardens, that's where it is.
Okay.
This Coliseum.
I knew it.
That is where Mar-a-Lago is.
Oh, is it really?
Okay. Palm Beach. Yeah.
Maybe I
it's near there because they call it the crown jewel of Palm Beach.
God, could you imagine that? They're like, we got a surprise guest tonight. Trump comes in and plays a little golf.
Heck yeah.
Now, he likes to cheat when he plays golf. You can't do that on national TV.
I wonder if you'd golf through his team. Excuse me.
Let me kick the ball a little, sir.
It's a little drone come and grabs the ball and takes it further down the...
He probably makes the Secret Service dude do it.
Of course.
Go get the ball.
Okay. Fat Boy, you...
Hey, don't hang up.
I telemarketed it before I got into radio. Did you ever telemarket, Fat Boy?
I sold knives. Does that count? Tried to.
You 15, did that door-to-door though, right?
$15 an appointment. Would you like to buy a Cutco knife? It's only $18,000 for a set of two.
For about 3 months, I sold rain-soft water purification systems by phone. And I did it like three times. And you got like a $50 bonus. You got a $10 if you got a home visit scheduled. And then 50 if they bought the tank, and it was like $3,000.
How the hell do you say that or sell it?
It was late 90s, so it
I'll wait 20 years for a Beretta. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. I see the future, and it seems very much cheaper than this.
Right. I see Amazon on the horizon. Bye.
I said that to say you've taught this guy who was, I looked back at the text. He was like, man, no, I cannot come on. And then somehow he sashayed his way onto to being on hold here.
Good job, Fat Boy.
I know.
Look, not as many people are going to recognize you as you think. It's just a mental thing you have to get over. That's why you're anonymous.
Oh, yeah. That's like, true. Everybody's going to know your life story because your voice.
A lot of people sound the same. Plus, if somebody says, hey, was that you? It sounded just like you. Mm-hmm. You could say, no.
Yeah. I tried that one time, and I look down, and I'm wearing a freaking hoodie. It's got the radio station logo on it. I'm like, yeah, that's probably hard. I'm a big fan like you. All right, let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you.
What's
for
going on?
Yeah, doing good, man. Thank you for did Fat Boy promise you a gift of money or Monstergram tickets or Monster Jam tickets or anything?
No, I just listen to you guys all the time. I love you guys.
Aw, we love you back.
Thank you, sir.
I was texting in. I needed some advice, and you guys told me to call. I usually don't do this kind of thing, but you know, I can't resist when you tell me to call in. And
well, God, I wish that
I just listen to you every morning.
Thank you. Thank you. And for everyone else that does that, thank you very much. We don't say it enough. We only usually say it on report card day when we get our ratings, but we should say it more. They were very big this time, Anonymous. Ratings were huge.
Huge.
Very big. Showing some gratitude. All right.
Yeah.
So I saw what you were texting, but lay that out for everyone. And and again, we talk better than we text, so I'm sure you'll be able to convey this message a little better than the text was.
Yeah, you know, I've been having, like I said, I listen a lot. So, Batman, I heard that you joined Tinder. Is that I heard a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I didn't.
That's true.
I joined it for. I did it out of boredom, but also, it was really like out of boredom. But also, curiosity.
I've been dabbling a little bit myself, and I'm just wondering how it's been going.
Yeah.
Are you on Tinder, Anonymous?
I was. I'm not anymore. I got kind of tired of paying for it. And,
see, that's the thing. Is like I don't pay for it, but there's this thing like it'll pop up and it'll say, "Want to get more people looking at your thing? Boost your thing."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm
yeah,
not.
I mean, your thing.
I'm not. Paying for it, but so I get.
I mean,
that.
I found it didn't work unless I paid for it. So I paid for it.
Well,
but I'm also very suspicious of a lot of the women on there.
See,
you know,
I know if they're very attractive, I'm like, all right, this is either
what is wrong with you?
A bot or
it's a little sus. I always feel like I'm gonna get catfished. So
I know.
Oh man, that's right gonna be like you. The real person is gonna get out of the car or show up at the restaurant. You just don't know,
right? Well, I will say, I did meet a girl online.
Yeah,
and you know,
on Tinder.
It was on Hinge, actually.
God, I've never even heard of that one.
Oh, that sounds rough.
Yeah,
I thought that
I
was from Home Improvement.
Hinge.
I switched.
That'd be fun.
But straight up, I'm not looking to date right now. Like, you know, I was actually listening before you guys got me on, and you know, you're all in sales. That's what I'm doing right now. So I'm focusing on my career. I got a lot of other things going on, and I just work a lot, so
yeah.
I'm not looking to date, but
you just want to hook up.
You know, I people hook up, right? I've heard about people having friends with benefits and whatever you know you want to call it, and I've never done anything like that before, so I've
you've never done it like before. It had a name though, like you didn't have a girl back in the day.
Surely you did.
Y'all
right.
Just that's like all it was. You were maybe just like.
Never.
Was it called? Okay. All right. Cool.
And never. See, I've always had girlfriends, or you know, we were dating at least. It was never
healthy.
Just friends.
Yeah.
And see, and, what you just said is why friends of mine don't go on social media sites or Tinder, because everybody on there just wants to hook up.
Every girl on Tinder is either no hookups or I'm in a monogamous open relationship that you know, it's not just normalcy, it seems.
Right.
It's just one extreme to the other one.
Well, Hinge has those gray area ladies. They fall in the middle where right. they don't know.
Good luck.
MILF.
Yes. Well, you know, she's from North Carolina, and we started immediately. When we started talking to each other, we were almost like talking crap to one another. It was beautiful. It was like Deadpool and his girlfriend. Like we were just going at each other. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, she showed
me.
Is she making
the advancements like this? I want to just get together to. You know, we're just going to do it.
Hook up.
Put it out there.
With each other.
That's it.
I mean, when you said we were talking crap to each other, like, does that mean you were like busting balls or talking sexy?
No, we were busting balls. Oh, okay. Sexy. It was fun. Like, we were just, you know, having some good talk. You know, it was awesome. But she drops a bombshell on me.
Uh-oh.
She just, after we were talking for a couple days, she just goes, "By the way, I want to tell you, I'm married.
Uh-huh.
We have an open relationship, my husband, who's out of town, he works a lot, and we have rules." And she goes over all these rules, how they can sleep with other people, but they can never tell each other. They like cannot do it at their own home.
That's nice. Not in your bed where you're.
Good
there are rules which I respect, but it just seemed a little weird for me.
And right. Why be married if you're going to be messing around?
Yeah, but some people that
what's the point?
They say that works. That's what keeps them from cheating is telling each other that they are cheating.
But then you may just ruin your marriage and turn into being just roommates if there's no intimacy in your bed. But maybe you can shut it off and stop thinking about the other guy while you're having sex with your husband.
Yeah. So you've obviously never done anything like that because you've said
I've never been involved in something like that before. So
yeah.
You know, I thought about it and. I was, you know, I find her very attractive.
Right.
So, you know, she's an adult. Her husband is an adult. And I was, you know, I kind of came to the conclusion, like, if she wants to have meaningless sex, then, like, who cares? Right?
Yeah.
So I ended up looking her up. I looked up her Facebook. Yeah. And it's private, but she had like a few of her profile pictures that I could see.
Uh-huh.
And they're all of her husband and her. They look like really happy and they're on like vacations and, and there's a picture of them at a wedding and
have any kids.
I didn't see any kids in the photos.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, that would have definitely been a red flag for me, but you know, I didn't see any kids.
Right.
But you know, I just don't know what to do. What would you guys do?
What's she look like? Like, and that's a very judgmental thing
to
ask here. But
you got
to
know.
I'm.
Oh no, she's gorgeous. Like long, thick brown hair. Like,
is she better looking than her husband? Like, you know, is he dating out of his? What is it? Kicking out of his?
I think. So. I think she's a 10, if not a high 9. He's like a 6 or a 7. So.
Well, that'd be weird if you said he was hot.
If there you go.
Set you up.
Who's a celebrity that she resembles? I always love to ask that because you know your 7 might not be my 7, and all that.
So she looks like what's her name? Rebecca from Cheers, you know, but like then in the 90s, not now.
Oh,
well, good. She's dead now.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Kirstie Alley.
She's pretty.
Kirstie Alley's dead.
Kirstie Alley is dead?
Yeah, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she passed away.
Yeah, she passed
no
away.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes way.
I thought she had a television show.
She did.
Well, so did Andy Dam Griffith, but he's dead too. He had 2 of them. 3 or 4, maybe.
No, I thought it came out recently.
Dude, that kills your vibe.
She was dead.
Oh, man.
Oh, that kills your vibe.
I tell you.
But it sounds to me, if you don't want a relationship or commitment, you might as well keep just getting the sexual gratification from this person if that's all you want.
What if, you got to ask yourself this, what if the husband doesn't know and she's just lying to you saying he He said I can do it. We just don't tell each other about it. We can't do it at my house. Not doing it at the house.
Oh yeah.
Is keeping you away from her home base. You won't know where she lives. And you're not going to check with him and say, hey, your wife says that I could bang her. Is that cool with you? Sure?
Well, at least the husband's not messaging him, but that's a good point. Would cover all those caveats.
As long as you don't want to be in second best in the side piece, go for it.
But he's not looking to be the first
piece. Think about that, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, like, in the South, but I think this runs, like, nationally. Like, if some guy found out that his wife, it's the weird thing. Like, you should be pissed at her most, but we end up villainizing the other person. You know, that's the one you want to fight. You shouldn't fight the wife, obviously, but I'm just saying, that's the person you want to go after, even though they may not have even known about you. So,
wow. You're blowing my mind right now because I didn't even think about it.
You gotta think that way. Like, shoe on the other foot. Like, oh, no. There's too many. If we lived in the time when there was like a town of 50 people, you could look past things like that, you know. But
you'd have to.
There's so many people now. There's so many options that.
What if this is.
I mean,
I feel like me 20 years ago would be telling you something different, though.
I thought it sounded fun. Like I was kind of all in on it, but it's true. You know, if she's just lying and she's not telling her husband, then I'm not cool with that.
Or this still could be a situation to where the husband knows about it, but he doesn't want to scare you off by both of them approaching you. So he's telling her to like, you know what, kind of go after it, warm him up a little, and then
like she's trying to bring me into to the bedroom with both of them.
Or eventually, the husband will be sitting there cuckolding you, or she will cuckold. Whatever what that means.
No.
He's gonna be sitting in the closet watching you.
I think you should do it once or twice and move on to the next one that wants to cheat on her husband.
I'd jump out the window.
Because this is too...
It's the first floor window, though.
Complicated.
Yeah. You just land in the bushes.
And you're the one that's going to end up getting hurt if you fall in love with this girl.
But he's not... See, that's the thing. He's going into it just looking at the immediate satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And that's the way she's laying it out there.
Sure.
I don't think there's any kind of love that's going to grow here.
You don't know that.
I mean, look, you can't go into this situation really caring about what other people feel, right? Like, this is cutthroat. You're trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Go do it at least once. And whatever the husband, you know, whatever their arrangement is, that's them.
Is that what they mean by I got to get smines?
Oh, yeah.
I listen to you guys every morning. I care what you think, so.
Oh, gosh. Sounds like you smoke weed like hell, too.
I feel that you, in the back of your mind, you're feeling sorry.
Don't get on the radio.
For the husband.
Nobody's going to recognize your voice.
I feel like you would be all in if you knew if the husband okayed it.
Yeah.
And well, that's what's keeping you a little bit of morals and values are creeping in because you're like, I don't want to enable her cheating.
But you're not going to say, hey, I need to get a video of your husband saying it's okay.
I want a signed statement from your other half.
I don't know. Paige, I was all in until Mattman brought this up. And
I know, Mattman. You ruined it for him.
He like inceptioned me.
He really did.
He did.
Like I said earlier, I can't ever think of a goal without thinking of the plan B.
Yeah.
I have to say, well, the what if thing, and sometimes that prepares you to be guarded for stuff, but it also weakens the goal because you're already thinking, well, this might not work. So it's a weird kind of
And you don't know how many other guys she's doing it with, too.
That's another thing.
And you might as well use some protection because you don't want any stink, I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't a good idea to ask you guys because you're really making me think about that. Yeah.
I'll be careful what you do.
You might be walking into a sword fight, buddy. Just get ready.
Get ready.
You might be the third musketeer. You
there
know
might be other men waiting in line.
I going to be like, go for it. But, my God.
Might be walking into old gangbang.
Little Peter, Paul, and Mary action.
Gosh.
Hey, baby. Oh, God. All right.
He's going to be grabbing Peter to paintball.
What did you say?
Anonymous, thank you for all the nice things you said. We'll take calls about this further, talk about it, and good luck with everything, okay?
Well, I love you guys. I don't know if you were much help this morning, but I really appreciate it anyway.
I overthink things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we all do.
But you keep doing what you're doing. I love all of you.
Thank you,
Paige,
sir.
You make me crack up all the time. You guys are the best.
Thank you, sir.
Aren't you stud?
Have a good morning, Anonymous. Unanimous.
You too.
All right, sir. Thank you.
See, that's why I can't do that kind of dating, because I always think that somebody's lying to me about something.
That's okay, though, like, especially if you've been lied
suspicious.
To. That's what you liars should put lied lying.
To. I have been lied to because I went out with someone who was married, and he lied. I'm like, you had a wife.
You should have done the background check.
Well, I thought he was telling me the truth until his wife told me that he was married. I was like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I had no idea.
So it's all good, girl.
But I didn't sleep with him. Thank God. Praise Jesus.
Yeah, but yet the adultery. Two of you are okay to work together each day together after all
oh
that.
Oh, my
so
gosh,
it
never.
Worked out fine. All right, we'll get you. For those of you that are texting in, that's the kind of lifestyle me and my wife, or there's one that says that's the one that me and my boyfriend have. Feel free to call
I
in
know,
and share
I
that.
I know.
Like, just because it works for you, you know, it might not float anybody else's boat. I just.
As long as no one's getting hurt, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it's that prevalent, you know, that type of aggressiveness.
I mean, it really is. Like, I told you that one Tinder account says, you know, I. Whatever the phrase is, open relationship, whatever, there's a real technical term for it.
But polyamorous?
I think it's something like that. She's like, my husband likes to listen on the phone while I'm having fun. And I'm like,
No.
Weird. It's just weird to me. It might be like
he's either
going to
be on the phone or there. Like, which one is like?
I know.
Pick.
Like,
then you're kind of like a gigolo in that sort of. You're just
thanks.
Doing a service. You go.
Thanks.
You go, Matt. Man.
Hey, appreciate it.
Super sexy.
I'm a pimp.
Yes, you are.
P-I-M-P.
Hey, you met one.
I did. I saw him at the QT the other day. All right. Oh, said it. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. You guys are so vanilla.
Thank you.
It's 2025. People are grown. They can decide what they want to do. Plus, if people thought like this more, there wouldn't be so many divorces. Then, so you're basically saying a marriage is solely based on sex, which it's, I mean, it's got to, you've got to be on an even kind of like your kinks have to match up, or you know, there's got to be like you can't be, oh, I just do missionary and then she comes in after doing gangbangs and stuff.
You like, have to satisfy each other.
But that's, but then if the looks fade, or you know, this she can't get her legs behind her head anymore, whatever the case may be.
Oh my God.
Then it's like, well, I've got to get smines, and I'm going to go outside the marriage. And
some people prioritize that really high, as far as like, you know, kind of untouchable levels.
It's important. I mean, it sounds very vain, but it's like it's important.
But as a as a relationship goes, and Fat Boy can answer to this, is the frequency
that's so strange to say.
Like, well, I'm going to ask him about intimacy. Is it the same as when you started dating?
He won't answer it.
As when
he's
get,
the only one that's in a long-standing relationship.
He's been in the longest relationship of anybody I've ever known. God bless you.
You got never knew my grandparents.
Well, when,
to know them,
I mean,
to love
I
them.
Mean, back in the day, it really but is. For modern day, for him to do that is an anomaly, and we praise you for that. So, my question to you, Fat Boy, and I'll be quick: the intimacy. Does it stay the same throughout the years?
I mean,
frequency, because
frequency, no,
people
not
say
really.
No, that it.
But it's not really as much of, really as much of a priority, as far as like, you know, this has to happen when, like now or at this time, this date, whatever.
Yeah,
it's just whenever. It's like, you know, whenever it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it don't happen. That's cool. Catch you on the next one.
Probably didn't happen the other day when you had your sofa accident, probably.
No.
Hopefully not.
I was hoping that would kind of kickstart a mood.
When you went upstairs with no pants on.
Ooh,
bad
baby.
Shirt, no pants, Porky picking it.
Is it sex day?
She was on the way out the door. I'm like, if you
it's not Saturday night. What are you doing
what
up here?
What are you doing?
Like, if you didn't have to leave.
Where's my pizza?
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to see if the guy can hang on for a little bit. Gosh. We're up against it, man.
Anonymous, another not the same anonymous.
So we do want to talk to him.
Just one of those things where he just found out something very crazy. I'm going
to
say it.
Can't wait to hear this. What?
Man, Fat Boy, ask him how old the surprise he found out about. How old?
4 more minutes.
Will you ask him that?
Oh.
Ask him what?
The age of what he just found out about. I want to give a good tease here.
Oh, I thought this I'm was still
trying to win
sexy
one of them
talk.
Radio
okay.
awards. They give awards for like best teases.
Uh-huh.
I've yet to win one.
Teaser?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. I'm like the last
teaser.
One. I've won the Carolina Leader in Talk for 5 years award, but not this one.
Yeah. Do you want me to give you the numbers straight
up? Master
yeah.
that.
20.
Dude on hold just found out he had a 20-year-old son.
Goodness.
My Lord. I can't wait to hear that. Also, do you like, does he have to like,
I mean, I'm happy it's
Christmas.
Sad,
this
sad
Christmas, though,
time.
He's got to, like, do big.
Yeah, you got, I mean, look, you got to, well, I don't know all the details.
But he shouldn't feel guilt in this because it's not all his fault.
I got to.
Right. 20 years, I mean, someone kept some secrets.
I hope he found out the way I'm thinking he might have found out. The same way I found out. I got cousins here or there because.
Hey, man, you look a younger version of me. I am a younger version of you,
Dad. Is that
23
and me?
Well, Ancestry, I get an email that says, hey, you got a DNA match. Like, oh, okay, let me click
Whoops.
It.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I cleaned up.
Why do you keep sending me the same one?
All right, Anonymous, we haven't talked yet of it yet. Please stay on hold. And then, oh, looky there. There's a familiar name, too. We'll get to those calls in next. More.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, let's get into that contest. Oh, I didn't find out that I had a son until he was 24. Oh, well, then call in. We'll have a contest. This guy just happened to find out that he's got a 20-year-old son. Anonymous, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. My first question is, do you have any other children?
I do. I have a son that is 18, and I have two stepchildren and 6-year-old daughter and a
11-year-old. Okay, got some bonus kids.
So, how did you find out that you have a son that's 20?
Monday, a girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, want me to tell you over the messenger? Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago and only did it one time. And that he did an Ancestry.com thing or whatever. And some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing. And it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it.
I'd blame them, wow. Not you.
I joked about that, but like, I didn't know if that would really be the case, how you found out. Because I get those emails on.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Oh, man. How long does it take for those to come back?
I'll go in Friday, and they said it could take up to 7 days before we find out the results.
Goodness.
You know you're going to have to call us back, right? Like, we got
to. Yeah.
Let's ask this question. Have you told your wife?
I have. She knows. She's actually listening in at her job.
Hey, wife.
But she. I guess like me, our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour. I don't know what to think. I don't know whether it's bullcrap. I had a stalker ex-girlfriend. We thought at one point may have been doing this, just trying to ruin what we have. My wife is pregnant now.
God, your stuff works so like crazy.
We're starting over with the kids. I'm 44, so I'm really, really starting over. But then now the new baby's due in May, so you know I'm starting over with a new kid and with an old new kid.
So when you say you don't remember her, was there like a drug history or like?
Well, no, I was never like addicted to drugs or anything. I did sell a lot of drugs, and we did do a lot of stupid stuff. We had big parties and
orgies,
stuff like that. But it does not recall in any way, shape, or form. I do remember sleeping with a married woman out of spite of her husband, just to kind of.
What?
You know, young and dumb, stupid stuff. But
what do you
I don't
mean?
Believe
you didn't her. Like her husband, so you slept with his wife?
Well, he would come around us, and he would always act like a douche. And he was just always that guy that, you know, tried to be big Billy Bad Butt. And just one thing led to another. I did it kind of out of spite. But the girl that I did that to looks nothing like the woman that's saying I have a kid now at all.
What was that?
How
hard was that to do?
Doesn't look familiar at all.
How hard was that to do to get back at that guy? Like, she was on board with it. Like, yeah, I don't like him. Let's do it. Let's hook up.
Mm.
So a lot of girls, when they come across a guy that sells drugs, I guess, and is in the drug game, it's kind of I know it's weird to say, but it's kind of a turn on for them, I guess. And they like that little lifestyle that they've never had. So she was
like bad boys.
You must have been selling coke.
So let me ask you this.
I was.
have you asked him to prove it to you with a, you know, DNA test or something like that? Just to.
Well, that's what he said he's going to get done. But
yeah,
the fact that takes a whole week is, that seems incredibly long.
Really does. Have you seen any, like, resemblance with the kid and you? Have you seen a picture of him?
My sister actually put a picture of Jim as a young kid and as my son as a young kid, side by side. There are some resemblance. And then there's a picture of him when he was maybe 7 or something. My sister found a picture of me when I was around the same age. And there's a big resemblance, man.
So the child reached out to you and not the mom?
No, so the mom's sister reached out to me.
Oh.
The mom didn't want to do it at first.
But
and then
like,
after
hey,
me,
he needs to know who his dad is, kind of
right. And that's pretty much what they're saying is that's all he wants to know is who his dad is.
See, this is why some people don't want to do these DNA tests because they're either in a situation to where they know they don't want to have anything to do with a certain part of the family, but they might pop up on somebody's radar, like you know what happened here.
That makes sense. Plus, you don't know where all those records really ultimately go.
And what an emotional roller coaster if he's not your son, anyways, and you were dragged into it, and your wife, and oh my gosh.
I mean, I think
that's what goes through my head the whole time is especially now that I've been talking to the kid, I'm finding out what he likes, what he doesn't like, because the way I see it is I never got to meet my father. He was put in prison before I was born, and he died in prison.
Damn.
So I never met him, and I've even spoke to my wife about it. I can't, if he turns out to be mine, I can't just go at whatever, you're grown. I don't want to have nothing to do.
Yeah. You just not. Be the better man.
Oh, it'd be a lot easier now. My son's 20 and it's just like a cool buddy type relationship. Like, what's up?
Right. Right. And then, I mean, he's a big boy. That. So
the way you explain things. Yeah. What's up?
Like, I mean, thank God it's not a minor kid now. You got to fork over money for or take care of.
Or she's not. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't guess she could back sue for child support.
Not after the age of 20 unless he's in college.
Yeah.
Right. So because she didn't tell me until after he was 18, they cannot get me for back child support. Because at first, that's what I was kind of worried about. I was like, now I'm going to have to pay all this back child support.
Yeah, I know.
Which, but.
Let's start slinging that cane again.
But we found out that because they did not let me know until after he was an adult, they can't, in return, go back for back child support. So, to me, I don't see the reasoning for them to just be making it up.
Yeah.
But the world we live in, there's no telling.
Yeah,
you
got to be always kind of looking, eyes in the back of your head. But at the same time, if there's no, even if there was a financial thing or whatever, you want to know if that's your kid down deep,
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I would always want to do the right thing on it. Like I said, I have two stepchildren, and my daughter, she doesn't know her father. And
how many sex partners you figure you've had over your lifetime?
That's a good question.
to think that you've, and I'm not shooting on you or me making fun, but the fact you had sex one time and likely had a child here, but you don't remember that encounter.
Or what she looked like.
Are you in triple digits as far as doing women?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, I thought they traded more 99. Back in the day, that was the currency. I don't have any money, so, I'll give her some drugs.
That had to be a thing, right? You get a little discount if you...
Well, see, the big thing was is the way I was living back then, I knew I wouldn't be a good father. So whenever I did have sex, I would always, always use protection.
Yes.
And I know my wife said, that doesn't always work. And I get it, but... I'm 44 and I have one biological son, so I was always real, protection based on it. I would not go and have sex with a woman without, a condom because I wouldn't have been a good dad, man. I was in the drugs and I was always looking over my shoulder for the cops and stuff like that. I've been in jail a lot at that point. So, it was something I knew I didn't want. So I was always real cautious with it.
Yeah. So are you done having kids? That's it, right? This last
year? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is, When me and my wife found out, it was we had already talked about her having the procedure to where she wouldn't have kids anymore.
Hell yeah.
And then she texted me or called me and told me, hey, I think I'm pregnant. I was like, go get a test. It ain't nothing about it. She took one out and it came back positive. I said, go get another one. And it was a real shocker.
They starting to look at me weird at Dollar Tree, honey.
right. But then, we found out we're going to have a little girl in May.
Aww,
and
that's sweet.
We're happy about it. We're still kind of nervous. We're going to have to get a new house because, once again, we were planning on just having the family that we had. So we have a house for that family. And now we need a bigger house and stuff. So, I'm completely done.
Yeah, that's you got a good outlook about it, and you're not, it's that's kind of I'm trying to think if I found that out now, it's best with me that I only have one kid. But I can't, people that I know that have 2, 3, 4 kids, I'm like, how do you do that?
It's a lot of work.
Not even that, but the separation of love.
to, oh, yeah, for all the children. And I know. That
you know, Coach Prime ranks his kids, so, you know, people have a favorite kid.
That's why Foreman named all his George, because he could always say his favorite was George. He said that, but he said that on this show. He named them all the same so he could say his favorite kid was George. Well, Anonymous, congratulations. Look at it this way. You're going to get an extra gift on Father's Day this year. Celebrate the small victories. All right. Congratulations. All right. You got a good disposition. And
call us back and let us know.
Give us an update if you are the father. Okay?
I will. I will, most definitely. Thank y'all.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Have a good morning.
Wow, the stories we hear.
Yeah, I'm telling you. This is when you hear about what people are dealing with. One dude, he's just trying to get him some, and the husband is like, hey, I want to listen. And then you got this guy who's like, he got some 20 years ago, forgot about it. Now he's got a kid.
And Amos,
but he's also got a newborn on the way. Like,
he's got a good wife that's patient and listens. And
do you remember when Jake the Snake told us the story about how he found out about one of his daughters? And she came up to an autograph convention, and he didn't know it was her.
Oh, that's the worst.
And he told the boys, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna be getting with that chick.
Take her home tonight.
Oh, no.
It was his daughter.
Oh,
she walks up to his table and says, I'm your daughter. And he's like, oh.
But you want to talk about a cycle repeating itself. I mean, that family. I mean, Jesus Christ. But Jake, though, that's a thing. I'm glad that Jake the Snake Roberts is still alive.
Yeah, thank God.
Like, it's a miracle.
He's
that
a great
he
guy.
Is. Yeah, he is. All right. We will take a break. When we come back, Paige will tell us what she's working on in her Plex.
Yeah, I will. When we come back, or you want to know a little now?
You know what? Let's do it different. Tell me now and then come back and do it.
Ooh. All right. There's going to be something revealed with Terrifier 4, so I'll tell you all that more coming up next.
I'm doing another one?
Yes.
The world don't need stuff like that. It does not need stuff.
Why not?
Like that. Because it's about pedophilia and murder.
This new one is?
The old one was. Well, that's the one we watched the screener of, and I couldn't finish watching it because it was so brutal kid stuff.
Really was.
Like,
awful.
What is the entertainment value in that?
I don't know.
It's just odd to me.
I did keep it though.
Well, or is it terrifier? Been saying it wrong?
You want me to pick something else?
No, God, quit being a puss.
All things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.